The following program is rated U for universal audiences and is considered suitable for listeners of all ages.
This is a presentation from Dream Realm Enterprises, where dreams are our reality.
Speaking of which, you wouldn't have even survived that wreck if not for me. If I hadn't brought you into the operation, why, you would have died in that crash with all the others, Powell. So, you should be thanking me.
Thanking you? I curse the day I met you. Well, give me one good reason I shouldn't go to those three inspectors and tell them everything. I know, I could end your illustrious criminal career right here and now. The great Captain Nate, war hero. Well, look at you now, from war hero to common criminal. How pathetic is that?
I'd keep a civil tongue in my head if I were you, Paul.
What are you going to do? Kill me? Is that what happened to poor Lango? Did you kill him? And what about Chief Travis Grant? He disappeared after the Canary accident under very mysterious circumstances. Did you have something to do with that as well?
You always did talk too much, Paul. I never have liked you.
Doctor Who, Murder on the Solar Express, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, Episode 4.
Me.
You're right, Paul. As a matter of fact, I did kill Lango and Grant. And now I've killed you, if only to shut your pathetic loud mouth.
But why, Captain? Why kill Lango and Grant? Why kill me?
Lango got greedy. He threatened to go to the authorities if I didn't cut him in for more money. As for Grant, he got cold feet. He wanted to open his big mouth and spill the beans to Crystal Star. So I had to take steps to silence him, just like I had to take steps to silence you. Sorry, pal. It's just business, you see?
Business? You dirty, rotten smuggler.
Sorry, crewman. I only did what I had to do. Now I have to kill the one person who means more to me than anyone else in this galaxy.
Door malfunction. Door malfunction.
So, are you going to turn us in, Doctor? Are you going to make an arrest?
He will do nothing. Nothing but die where he stands.
Nate! No! There's no need to kill anyone else.
It's kill or be killed.
Oh, just like you killed Lieutenant Lango? Just like you also killed Chief Travis Grant?
You are too clever for your own good, Doctor. Furthermore, you know too much, and that means you must die.
You mean, you actually killed Grant? I mean, I knew Lango had probably left you with no choice, but Grant as well?
It was necessary.
How many more killings have there been, Nate? How many?
Only as many as were necessary, Felicity. Remember, I did all of this for you.
But I never asked you to kill anyone.
It's too late to be squeamish, Felicity. Far too late. And now, this man must also be killed.
Door malfunction. Door malfunction.
Why have we stopped?
I just noticed that door is open.
So what?
It says Captain's Quarters. Maybe we should take a look.
Nah, we should leave Captain Knight alone. That man has a temper. I wouldn't want to tangle with him.
Jen is right. We should take a look inside. I have a feeling something isn't right here.
Perhaps I should go in first, miss? Just for safety reasons?
By all means, K2. We'll follow after you.
I really think this is a bad idea.
We're going in, whether you like it or not, Max.
Fine. Have it your own way.
Oh, by the goddess.
It's a dead body.
Let me see. Oh, no. It's Powell.
There are no other persons in this cabin. I believe we are safe.
I don't think anyone is safe aboard this ship.
Who could have done this?
Captain Knight. It had to be him. Oh, poor Powell, he didn't deserve this.
I suggest we get to Dr. Hart's office straight away. I have a feeling the doctor is in real trouble.
You're right, Mina. Let's go.
Think about what you're about to do, Captain Nate. Killing me will solve nothing, you know.
He's right, Nate. There have been enough deaths.
I agree, but it is too late, Felicity. We are in far too deep, and I couldn't help but overhear part of your conversation. You have betrayed us all by telling this man everything. Now, I think maybe you must die also.
Nate. You'd kill me. But I thought we meant something to each other.
So did I. How could you betray me?
I wasn't trying to betray anyone. It has all just become too much, Nate. It's gone too far. Can't you see that? First the Canary, and the deaths of all those people, and then Grant and Lango.
Grant was about to betray us. Lango asked for too much of a cut. As for the Canary, well, that was an accident.
One that could have been avoided.
How could it have been avoided?
If we hadn't taken on the job in the first place, if we hadn't gotten mixed up with the Batter Group, we could have walked away, Nate.
You mean we could have gone on the run for the rest of our lives? What kind of life would that be, Felicity?
At least we would have been together. We loved each other once, Nate. And then all this happened and ruined everything.
May I remind you that all this was your idea. You wanted to go big. You wanted more. You wouldn't stop when I asked you to stop. This whole smuggling operation was your idea from the start.
But I never intended for anyone to get hurt, let alone killed. This was just meant as a means to an end.
Yes, a means to an end. And it would have ended with either of our deaths. Or being sent to prison. Everything I've done to protect us both, Felicity. If it meant killing Grant, Lango, Powell, whoever, I did it for all of us.
Powell? You've killed Powell, too? Oh, Nate, no.
He, too, was about to turn us in. He was weak. They were all too weak for this operation, so they all had to die. Can't you see that? I did it all for you. So can't you see? You're the one who turned me into the monster I've become, Felicity. You!
This isn't what I wanted. I wanted a better life, Nate. For both of us. I wanted to build a life together with you. This just seemed the easiest way. I had no idea how things would turn out like this. Or come to this. To murder. If only we'd gotten out before the accident on the Canary. If only you hadn't killed Grant. Or Lango. Or poor Powell. If...
You can talk in ifs all you want, Felicity. But we are where we are. Grant and Lango are dead. Powell is dead. All those people on the Canary are dead. There's no turning back, can't you see? They left me no choice, as you now leave me no choice. You and this doctor must now die too.
No, Captain Nate, don't do it.
Mina, Jen, stay back. No need for you two to be in danger here.
Stay where you are, all of you. It's too late. Now I must kill you all.
Calm down, Captain.
No, Max. It is all far too late. Don't you see? It has simply all gone too far.
Max, are you involved in this smuggling ring, too?
I'm assuming you're the doctor. Oh, Mina was right, you have changed. But, yeah, okay, you got me. I'm involved in quite a big way.
I thought you were better than that, Max. I have to say, I'm shocked and more than a little ashamed of you, lad.
Sorry you feel that way, Doc, but what's done is done. But it can stop right here, right now. Give me the gun, Captain. This needs to end.
Don't come one step closer, Max, or I will not hesitate to kill you.
No, Nate! Please don't hurt anyone else. If you need to punish someone, punish me. Not these people. I am so sorry for everything. Nate, I did it for us. I truly do love you.
Felicity, I'm sorry too, but who has done this?
Drop it, Nate.
You killed her. You killed my Felicity.
That's right. I shot Dr. Hart. Now drop your weapon before I shoot you as well.
Who are you? And why shoot anyone?
My name is Tracy. Tracy Lane. And this is Dieter Van Hauser. We represent the Bartra Group.
I see. Come to collect your shipment of arms. Haven't got enough blood on your hands as it is.
Quiet, you bleeding heart. We're just here to ensure our shipment of goods reaches its destination. This is business. That's all.
A pretty sad business, if you ask me. You deal in death, Miss Lane, in blood and suffering.
Oh, great. Another bleeding heart.
A bleeding heart? Me? Just because I happen to care about good and decency.
How pathetic.
You've just killed a woman in cold blood, and you call me pathetic?
Never mind about that now, Doctor. Why are you here, Miss Lane?
It was felt, after the Canary incident, that we should oversee the delivery of our goods personally. Just to be sure.
So you didn't think old Captain Nate could handle the job this time?
Well, you did manage to botch the last one. We can't be blamed for wanting to be certain the same mistake wasn't repeated.
You'll get your goods. I am a man of my word.
Dieter is also a man of his word. And the word is shut up and simply do as you are told. All of you. No, drop that weapon. Drop it, Captain. I will not ask again.
Very well.
Look, why don't we just call it a day,
Who are you, exactly?
I am known as the Doctor. My friends and I are simple travelers, and I think it's time we went on our way. Don't you, ladies?
I'm ready to get off this boat.
Somehow, I don't think it'll be that simple, Jen.
Indeed, it won't. You see, you three have interfered in our business. As much as I like you ladies, especially you, Jen, I can't just let you walk away. You three know too much.
Hang on now. My friends here happen to be Galactic Inspectors. Kill them and you'll be in a lot of trouble, lady.
Galactic Inspectors? And you think that worries me for some reason? Data, kill them.
Hang on there a moment, Dieter.
Why should Data listen to you? What can a galactic inspector do to me?
Well, if I'm honest, that whole galactic inspector thing was a little deception. Actually, we're nobody of consequence, to be frank.
Then it is too bad for you that you happen to be in the wrong place at the wrong time.
We're time travelers. Happens all the time.
So you find this situation funny?
Not especially, no.
Right, nobody move.
Foolish man!
I said nobody move.
You've killed Data!
And you'll be next if you don't drop your weapon, Missy.
That's Tracy! And it seems we are at an impasse.
Impasse over. In fact, all of this is over, ma'am. I'll only ask you one time to drop your weapon, or my men will not hesitate to open fire with deadly force.
Oh, damn it.
This little operation is at an end.
May I ask who you are, sir?
Agent Clark with the Galactic Bureau of Investigation.
The GBI? Might have known.
You took your time, Clark.
We had to get all the info recorded that we could. After all, we wanted to be sure we had enough evidence to put these criminals away for a long, long time.
Are you saying, Agent Clark, that this is a massive sting operation set up by you and your organization?
Yes, sir. It sure was. We've been planning this for quite some time, and Max there was a key part of the plan.
Max, you were working for the GBI this whole time?
Are you really so surprised, Cat Lady? Of course I was. Did you think I was really a crook?
I must admit, you had me going there for a minute, Max. Glad you turned out to be one of the good guys.
Me too, Doc.
Me three. Well played, Max.
Thanks, you lot. All in a day's work.
Time to round them up, man.
I can vouch for these three. They're friends of mine.
Oh? Didn't I hear something about impersonating galactic inspectors?
Yeah, a bluff. A lie. Besides, weren't you and your men lying this whole time, too, for the greater good?
Well, it's true enough. But still, it doesn't explain your involvement. At least not to my satisfaction.
Well, you can have a look at my credentials if you don't believe me.
Thanks, I will. It says here you are the Prince of Mars and that these ladies are your royal bodyguard.
So nice to see you again, Your Highness.
Oh, it's nice to be seen again, Max, my boy. Oh, will that be all, Agent Clark?
It's been a long day, so, works for me. See you on the flip side, Max.
One last thing, Agent Clark, if I may ask a question.
Sure, what's on your mind?
Can you explain the strange behavior of the rest of the passengers we met in the lounge? I mean, were they part of your sting operation, too?
As a matter of fact, there were. You see, there were no actual passengers aboard this ship, apart from you and Tracy Lane and her henchman, Dieter Van Houser.
Then who were all those odd people in the lounge?
No one, miss. They weren't real people at all. You see, they were hard-light holograms, which we projected simply to make it look like a normal cruise. It would have been odd to be on a luxury liner with no passengers. We had to sell the lie, you see, and we didn't want to endanger any real lives.
How very noble of you, Agent Clark. What a splendid idea. Hologrammatic passengers. I like it.
Well, blow me down. I would never have guessed. I mean, you could have let me in on that one, mate.
We figured the fewer who knew the whole plan, the better.
Apart from thinking everyone was a bit weird, it sure had me fooled.
That was the idea, miss.
Of course, Agent Clark. Of course.
Now, if there are no further questions, I'll be heading back to home base. Lots of paperwork to be done now that all this is over. Keep it real, Maxie.
Take care, Clarky boy.
Seems like you've done all right for yourself, huh, Max?
It ain't a bad life. Better than the way you left me for dead 5 years ago.
Are you ever going to give that a rest, Max?
Nah, I don't think I will. So, about that, Doc.
You know, we really do need to get going. I just remembered I have a robot to repair.
That's very true, Doctor.
Hey, wait a minute.
Oh, no time, Max, as always. Good luck being a hero. Come along, ladies.
Okay, Doctor, in a minute. But before we go, can I see that psychic paper of yours?
Sure, Jen. What do you need it for?
I don't need it. And neither do you, Doctor.
But Jen, you're burning my psychic paper. That could get us out of a lot of scrapes, you know.
It could. But then again, we could always just use our wits.
Yeah, good plan. I like it. Who needs a cheat code anyway? Ha! Come along, ladies. There are adventures to be had. So long, Max. Ha ha ha!
You have been listening to Doctor Who, Murder on the Solar Express, Episode 4, written by Jonathan Patrick Russell, which starred, in order of appearance, Joe Stofko as Captain Nate, Gareth Bowley as Percy Powell, Jonathan Patrick Russell as the voice of the computer, Lisa Michaud as Dr. Felicity Hart, Paul R. Beesey as the Doctor, David Ault as Max, Tanya Milojevic as Mina, Sally Wickett as Jen, Ellie Hirschman as K2, Lexi DeSolar as Tracy, Joe J. Thomas as Dieter, and Jerry Kokich as the First Officer, a.k.a. Agent Clark. The Doctor Who theme tune was remixed by Jonathan Patrick Russell based on the original Doctor Who theme as composed by the BBC Radiophonic Workshop. The incidental music was provided by Kevin MacLeod, the post-production editor. For this production was Lee James Sands. The sound designer, script editor, producer, and director was Jonathan Patrick Russell. Please note that this audio range is not intending to supersede or infringe any other existing copyright in relation to Doctor Who or its concepts and sounds, which remain property of the British Broadcasting Corporation. Thank you for listening. We invite you to visit us on the web at dreamrealmsite.com. And if you'd like to email us with any of your comments or questions, you may do so at darkbuilding1@yahoo.com. The story, Murder on the Solar Express, was written by Jonathan Patrick Russell and brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises, which is a not-for-profit organization. This is a labor of love. What we do for you, our fans. Thank you for your continued support. Join us next time for another exciting adventure titled The Fear Man and brought to you by Dream Realm Enterprises and found at dreamrealmsite.com and other sources. Please share and enjoy.
You have been listening to a fan production for Dream Realm Enterprises. This is a not-for-profit program.